News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Next item, distressing, and if you have little ears listening, you might need just to turn down the radio just for a moment or two. We're talking about that case of the 71-year-old French man accused of drugging his wife so that he and dozens of strangers could sexually assault her at her home. He has admitted to the court, "I am a rapist." We're joined by Nabila Ramdani, French journalist and author of Fixing France, How to Repair a Broken Republic. Nabila, thank you for talking to us. It just bring us up to speed on what happened yesterday.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we yesterday the court heard the key defendant, Dominique Pellicot, who allowed multiple strangers to sexually violate his wife after drugging her. And he admitted in the Vaucluse Criminal Court in Avignon, and he said, "I am a rapist like everyone else in this courtroom." So he made a very stark confession yesterday in the dock in Avignon. And all he made that confession in front of 50 other defendants in court, and all are accused of the aggravated rape of his ex-wife, Gisèle Pellicot, who is the same age as him, also 71, and whom he abused over almost a decade. And 14 of the 51 defendants, including Pellicot himself, have admitted rape, but the rest deny any wrongdoing.
Does his admission yesterday have any impact on the how the rest of the trial will play out?
Well, he admitted, he carried on and he said, "I admit the charges in their entirety. I am a rapist, just like everyone else in this courtroom. They cannot say otherwise." And but as the cross-examination continued, you could see Pellicot starting to mitigate, effectively. He insisted that he still loves his ex-wife, and he said, "I loved her well for 40 years, and I loved her badly for 10 years. I ruined everything. I lost everything. I should never have done that." And Mrs. Pellicot was in court. Miss Pellicot was in court listening to her husband's statement. And she herself said, "Well, for me, it's difficult to hear it. For 50 years, I lived with a man who I never would have imagined for a single second was capable of these acts. I had complete confidence in this man." So effectively, Dominique Pellicot is now pleading for sympathy. He further added, "I am guilty of what I did. I subjected my wife, my children and my grandchildren to this. I regret what I did, and I ask for forgiveness, even if it's not forgivable." Now, there's a long way to go before the verdict is effectively pronounced, because the case is due to last until December 21st.
Okay. Just finally on this, obviously this trial has convulsed France. It's led to public outcry. It's led to demonstrations. Could it lead to changes in French law, do you think?
Well, I think what we have to bear in mind is that we're dealing with a society which is highly permissive secular society, in which religious morality is not adhered to by a large number of people. And being extremely relaxed about sex between strangers was part of a revolutionary spirit, dare I say, and indeed Enlightenment values that rejected the strict moral teaching of the Catholic Church and its establishment allies. And dare I say, such a view remains popular in modern France. We have a fiercely secular public, secular republic, which likes to think of itself as being more sexually liberated than its neighbours, for example, in Europe. And France has an infamous reputation for illicit sex, including in the highest echelon of government. So I think the trial, however, introduced a sea change, if you like. And since the Me Too movement started in France as well, it has had a profound effect on people of both sexes who are starting to stand up to the abuse. And I could say that with a horrific case like this, it will help to have male behavior questioned a lot more, and also having French sexual culture in general being questioned a lot more.
Nabila Ramdani, a French journalist, author of Fixing France, How to Repair a Broken Republic. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
And if you have been impacted by the issues raised there, you can always contact the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre's national 24-hour helpline, 1-800-77-8888.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.